You're listening to SBS News.
There are growing calls for more workplaces to embrace neurodiversity in a bid to reverse alarming unemployment rates for people with autism. Carol Adams, a professor of accounting at Swinburne University of Technology, worked most of her adult life before being told this year she was autistic.
When I first had that sort of light bulb moment that I might be autistic, it was when somebody said to me that in talking to autistic people, you need to be very direct. And I kind of thought, well, I only really do direct.
Carol found she identified with autistic characters in television and literature, as well as with Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg.
It's not a coincidence that Greta is an autistic person who has really spoken out and got rallied around and been very persistent with what she believes in, because she's read the science, she knows the material, she will have studied that in great detail and has stuck to what she believes in.
Carol says she doesn't see her autism as a disability, but rather a strength. However, job outcomes for autistic people often don't match their potential. Many find it hard to secure a job, and many who do are underpaid.
Well, I think initially we need organisations to be really talking about the benefits of hiring autistic people. Not that they're doing something good for you know, a group in society, but they really need to be talking about what people are bringing to the organisation and being quite specific. Whether that's their work ethic, bringing a different perspective to problem solving, bringing technical skills and so on, avoiding the group think.
A study released last year shows the unemployment rate for autistic people is around 30%. It's around six times the rate in the wider population. More than half of unemployed autistic Australians had never held a paid job, the study says, and more than half of those with a job would like to be working more hours. Autism Awareness Australia CEO Nicole Rogerson says the figures are alarming.
It's only really been recent years that companies have understood the benefits of hiring people on the autism spectrum, and I think there were first some key companies that showed how successful it can be.
Ms. Rogerson says only small changes are needed to make workplaces more neurodiverse.
Such as it could be flexible working time, which we now all do. It could be working in a quieter environment in the office, maybe not part of an open plan with a big loud noises. You know, a few small things, no fluorescent lighting, that can make a huge difference for people with autism. So we're not talking about big things here, and you could have somebody on your team who has amazing skills and brings an enormous amount of wealth.
Initially, the companies that did very well tended to be those that had IT positions like IBM and Westpac. Westpac's Group Head for Inclusion and Diversity, Sandra Casanada, has two children with autism herself. She says not only is there a moral obligation to ensure equal opportunity for people with autism, but there's also a strong business case for it too.
It's absolutely critical because diversity of thought means that you actually have much better collaboration and different world points of view in any decision that you're making. So all the studies that I've looked at by McKinsey and other consulting firms have actually shown that you drive greater output by having a more diverse workforce. So it actually makes commercial sense to have that sort of multitude of viewpoints and lived experience in a workforce.
Westpac's recruitment program for autistic people began in 2017 and does away with traditional interview formats.
We know that the traditional recruitment process with formal face-to-face interviews can prove quite problematic for people on the spectrum and doesn't really showcase their skills and abilities. So we kind of reimagined the recruitment process. And what we've done is pivoted where we don't have any of those formal interviews, but rather we have a really methodical 3-week assessment center format where we actually give the candidates our real life projects to complete. And then the hiring managers actually look at the output and make a call on the talent based on that.
And while underpayment of people with a disability has been an ongoing issue in the jobs market, Ms. Casanada insists her employer has a pay equity arrangement in place.
Fair Pay is part and parcel of Westpac's ethos, so pay equity is one of our platforms and all the people that we onboard. In fact, even when they're going through the assessment centre, we actually pay them because we know how valuable their time is. And in terms of alignment with everybody else in the workforce, it's identical.
Darren Marra, SBS News.